Okay, page 140, the last shir here on Pasa Baba Kissin is the most important shir. We'll get to all the Allah Maisa, the shahs, or many of the Allah Maisa shahs that we have not gotten to yet. Before we get to the main din over here, see if you Zion, we'll get to look at Zion quickly. Now, Hamad Handika, which is basically that is a dough that they put on a spit, and it's going to go around, and it's going to cook like a shawarma on a spit, but it's bread. And while it's going around, they paste it with oil, or with eggs. Or lechem they made for the school. They don't cook in an oven, they cook it in the sun. Over here is that it is a maisa kadera, and therefore going to make bread. Other than that, it's a pass at all. And Sivkon Sadi Beis says, I know I feel a bit of kavo, even if you're kovea sur on it, this is for sure not hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Fine. Now, Yud Zayin. So, Yud Zayin sort of is going to take us back and change everything, or not, maybe not change everything. Maybe we will understand this halacha, what's going to be over it. It says, Pashtida. Pashtida, yeah, it's going to explain to what exactly it is over here. It's basically what we would call deli roll. So it sounds like pretty much it's two pieces of dough on the outside and it's filled in the middle with meat or things like that. Pashtida nefa betaner bebasar bedagim. You have this dough and inside is basar or fish, o begvina or with cheese. Mivarech alav amotzi berkas amazon. So comes all the achronim and they don't understand. Let's just first read the Ramah before we get to the questions. Medav kishafa betaner. That's only if it's baked. That goes back to the dinim if you're going to fry it up that we discussed earlier on. Fine. What comes after? They ask, what is going on over here? You just took out everything we just learned from Passover Kids. Passover Kids told us one of the categories is when you fill it as a packet. Over here you have a packet. You have dough. And in the middle over here you have filling. Okay. You're filling over a basar, gvina, and dagim. So why over here is this hamotzi lechem? Why is this bread? That is the kasha of the achron. And there's basically two mahalchim, and these two mahalchim are going to take us to two totally different places altogether. Halacha lemais. Look in the bir halacha and deal with the pashtida nefes. He says, "I am a mishabrua, but it's a feel a bit low kava." This is even talking about if you're not koveya sur on its bread. Svir le makar devar lemotzi. You're still going to make a motzi. And he says, "Behemis came muchach." Biriyaz, and this is the shita, we're going to call it the shita of the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram holds that this pashtida is going to be a motzi lechem min haaretz, even if you're not kovei asur, this is bread mamish. Why? Because Pasav of a kisna, we talked earlier on, what was that talking about when you filled it with what? When you filled it with dessert type things. Exactly. You put apples in there, or you put sugar, chocolate, and you fill it with dessert type thing, you turn it into dessert. That's the definition of Passover kissing. But over here, you're filling it with meal-type things. You're putting it with meat. You're putting it with cheese. You're putting it with fish. It turns into a meal food. We said bread and meal, but it's not Passover kissing. That's the staple of a meal. That's bread. And therefore, the Magen Avraham holds, this is bread mamish, and therefore you're going to make a lot of time, even though technically, it falls into the category, maybe, of one of the different Passover kissing. It's a bread with a filling in it. But if you go after what the examples really meant, what we said that they were just examples of things that are dessert type things. And over here, it does not fall into the category of a dessert type food. And therefore, the Magen Avraham holds, this is Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. And this is all not like the sheet of the Taz, about 8 lines down. It says, Deloka Taz, Ba'avanas Dinzeh, Shisrili, the Kavana Dafka, B'dekava. According to the Taz, the Mechaber is not really teaching us such a chiddush. He was just giving us another example of this Pashtida. And if you're koveya sud on it, then it's going to be a motzi lechem. But this is pasul b'kissin, says the Taz. Okay, so therefore, mikatzel lekatzel in the machlokes here between the gedolei achorim, Magen Avraham and the Taz, is this going to be a motzi lechem in arts even below kavah sudah, or only when you're koveya sud on it? Which comes to the case is if you have something technically that fits under the one of the categories of pasul b'kissin. But it is not a dessert type food. It's a staple of a meal. What's the brach on it? Is it bread and it's going to be a motzi lechem min haaretz? Or is it going to be borei min hamezonos and only for koveya sud on it, and it's going to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz? Okay? We've discussed earlier on the opposite cases. When you have something that does not fall under the category, but it is a dessert type food. We saw that by soft pretzels. Soft pretzels don't necessarily fall under any of the categories of Asav Kisnin, but it is a dessert type. It's not necessarily a meal type food. Okay? And therefore we said earlier on that Shlomo Zalman Paskin that it's Barei Min Nezuzos unless you're Kovea Suit on it. Because we're saying these are just examples. How do we Paskin over here? So the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkoton Tzadi Dalid, he goes with the Shita of the Magen Avram. He says over here, Tzadi Dalid, Hainu Afilu Bidur Lo Kova Olayu, even if you're not Kovea Suit on its bread. V'lo domi la pasaba bekisnin. It's not doma to pasaba bekisnin delo mevarech alayo motzi. That you don't make a motzi below kava suda alayo. Why? The shiny hasam, because it's different over here. De ein asuim alulakinu achsuda lumetika. Because over there it's only made for dessert. Mashe'en kem pashtida, which is not the case over here. Shememula bebasar, where it's filled with meat. Derech la'achlam l'ravon, you eat it for satiation. Ukadei lizboa. V'hami kmo shar pasu basar k'sh'ochol ke'achad. It's just like taking a piece of bread and putting a little basar on it. It is going to be vaday amotzi lechem min ha'aretz. And berkas hamazon. Okay, so over here, we see over here, even if technically it's going to fulfill one of the categories of basar v'kitzen, if it's a meal type food, it is going to be amotzi lechem min ha'aretz, even if you're going to have what? One crumb, it's going to be a motzlecha because it's bread mamish. And therefore, what comes out of Lach L'maisa, first and foremost, is by the so-and-so quotation marks, mizonos rolls. What's going to be the din of mizonos? Technically, they put fruit juice into the dough. Okay, and something that's even got 50.1% fruit juice into it. But L'maisa, it looks like a roll. It tastes like a roll. It is a roll! And therefore, mizonos rolls, according to Ruben Poskim, the way the Mishnah Berurah is passing, it is going to be a motzei lechem min ha'aretz, even if you're going to have a crumb, even if you're going to have a snack. It doesn't matter, and therefore they give you a mizonos, quote-unquote, a mizonos roll on the plane. It does not help you. It does not help you for many reasons. Number one, as we just said, according to the Magen Avraham, it seems like it's going to be a motzei lechem min ha'aretz, even if technically it might be kneaded with something sweet. But even the more so, on the airplane, usually you're having it as a kviya suda. Usually it's your suda on the airplane, you're going to have it with other things also. Even if you held it in pasavik kissing, you should be washing on it. L'chora. So therefore, according to this, that should be pashut, that by what so-and-so called mizonos rolls, it should not help you get out of the bracha of hamotzi. By the way, I don't think Svardim are machmir for this Magen Avraham. They hold that they do Safek Brachos Akel that they would say only by Kfiyas Suda on these things they're going to make Hamotzi. But Ashkenazim, Lechora, and this is the way the Shlomo Zalman Paskin and many of the Gedolei Poskim, that things that are meal type foods are going to be Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. And which comes to the next case is the din of pizza. What's going to be the din of pizza? Pizza Lechora. It's sort of like a pie. It's got dough on the bottom. It's got dough on the bottom. Sometimes they put milk in the dough, sometimes not, but it's basically a dough on the bottom. And instead of turning it into a pocket, it's just on top. You have the tomato sauce and the cheese and all the other goodies you put on a piece of pizza. L'chor, technically, it's one of the dinim of Pasav Abakissin. It's sort of like the din over here. But the question is it a meal-type food? So L'chor, nowadays, I would say that the Ruba people eat pizza. It's a meal-type food. It's something they have it in. You don't have it as a snack unless you're maybe 18 years old. And it's 2 in the morning and you want a quick snack, you might go for a slice of pizza. But all over the world, they don't eat pizza as a snack. It's a meal-type food. You have it for dinner. I believe I was told by Rav Willig. He told me the things have changed. It used to be back in the day that people used to have pizza as a snack. But nowadays, I would say that you get a pie and you have it for dinner. You give it to your family. You have that. That's dinner. And therefore, it's a meal-type food, and therefore, Lanias Dait is not just my opinion, it's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman, and of Willig, and many, many of the Gedolei Poskim, that even on one slice of pizza, even on a half a slice of pizza, even on one bite of pizza, you have to wash and bench, or bench if you have a kazayas, so you have to wash and make hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz on any amount of pizza. Okay, there are those who are mefakvik in this, and say that you need two slices of pizza, it's a snack, or that those are medayik from the Magen Avraham, that maybe over here, that the din might be different, but I saw with my own eyes that Rav Devin saw himself, he washed on one slice of pizza. He washed on one slice of pizza. So we have a Maisa Rav also that shows us that, and the bracha on pizza, and this is what he told me also, Marina Rabbeinu, that is, that the bracha is Hamotzi Lecha Min Ha'aretz and Birkas Hamasa. What about Berekas? What's going to be the dinner with Berekas? Franks and blankets. What's the dinner of Franks and blankets? Okay, so over here we have to look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah over here, very importantly, in Sivan Tzadi Dalet, right after what I read before, he says over here about six lines down, it says Venera Posh. It says Venera Poshit, Dimasuin Rikikin Ketanim, Uremem Psisin Shabasim. If they make this into a thin dough, and they put little pieces of basar, the nikershein asuin ki'im lekinuach achar. So you see, it's just made for like more of a dessert type of thingy. Dina mamish kepachim more of a peres sharmine metikin dey mavarch la berkas amazim below kava layo. If it's just made as a little treat, then even if it's going to be filled with basar and the like, then it's going to be boremi minim zonos unless you're kovei asur on it. And therefore, I would like to be mechalik between you have a small bereka that you get at the bakery for a little snack. Or you have large berekas at sometimes in yeshivas and some of those other places, they serve as dinner. If you're going to have these large ones, that's dinner, so that could be a motzi lechem min ha'aretz. Once again, it's dough and it's filled with potatoes and stuff like that. It's more like a meal type food. The same thing, let's say, Franks and blankets. If you have one of these big Franks and blankets, or in Italy, you serve the bereka with a hot dog in the middle, so that's a meal type food. The lechor, it's going to be a motzi lechem min ha'aretz. You want to be macher and you have a piece of bread. A piece of bread. But let's say you're the chasna and you have the little hors d'oeuvres, the franks and blankets, so that is like sort of like the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, that wouldn't be a motzi lechem min ha'aretz, that's not served as a main type of meal. Let's say a little snack, that's not a meal type food, so over there one could has the right to go ahead and just make a brei name zonos on such a thing. Okay, sweet challah, pashtus, we saw before the machlokes in the Mechaber Ramah in Siv Zion. About how sweet it is, but once again, even if it's going to be sweet challah, it is a staple of a meal, it's not cake. So therefore, the chora, for sure, Ashkenazim should go ahead and make hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Even further, even for Svarna, I believe, a Svarni who's in an Ashkenazi house, really has nothing to do with the fact that he doesn't have to have his own bread. He could be somech an, actually for a number of reasons. Number one, you have the sheet of the Ramah. Number two, Rav Nevensal wrote over there in Dibur HaPas Gomer that Rishlomo Zalman felt even our days are what we call sweet challah. Even according to the Mechaber, would be Amotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Number three over here, you're Kovei Asud on it. You're Kovei Asud on such on it, so therefore it's also going to be Amotzi. And even if you want to say it's Berei Min Zonos, and for some reason you're not Kovei Asud on, say Shabbos, you're at your Ashkenazi friend's house. Nevertheless, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and Berkowitz said the same thing, that even if you want to say it's Passover B'Kistin, L'maisa you Yotzi Lechem Mishnah on Passover B'Kistin. So they give a yotzi, the pasuk b'vikistin aspect that you need on Shabbos with such a thing also. Okay, we discussed already pancakes that is considered suras pas, and therefore Shlomo Zalman felt that it is pasuk b'vikistin, and if you had a sir shirk with sura bi hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Blintzes, we said, it could be that it's too thin. Okay, then we said one, maybe one should be makar and have eat bread and pasuk the same thing by a wrap. And this is also the same thing by matzah. And this is really the machlokes between the Sfarim and Ashkenazim. What it could boil down to is this thief over here, but whether it's a motzi not. Yes, matzah might fit into the category 3 of Passover kissing. It's a crumbly crust. And therefore, it should be the third category of Passover kissing. But lamaisa, we are kovei asura. It's a kovei asura type of food we see on Pesach. And therefore, even though technically it falls into to one of the categories, it's a meal type food, and therefore it turns it into a motzi lechem min ha'aretz, and that's the reason why Ashkenazim wash and bench and matzah all year round. But for certain, they're machmer, and they hold tzvav tzavik brachas ha'akel, and therefore they're choshi for the shita. This is pasav kisnin, and therefore they hold its brim and zonos, except on Lel Pesach where you're vade kovei asud on it, and therefore would turn it into a hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. That, and therefore you could learn from this and take it to all these other different types of foods. Any food, different foods that I did not discuss, that maybe before we discussed something? Jacqueline, we discussed this before. Yes. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll take questions. That is a lach l'maisa in terms of Passover, a kiss, and I cut. Yes, Josh.